from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
While we were talking to Chamari, though, the owner of the Chiefs, Clark Hunt, was also holding a little bit of media availability. You can imagine a bulk of that conversation centered around the future site for the Chiefs post-2030 season, and is it going to be at the Truman Sports Complex? Is it going to be a new stadium, a renovation, Kansas? Where could they be playing? This was some of that conversation Clark Hunt had with members of the media a short while ago.
And GHA Field at Arrowhead is a special place, and it's special for our fans, and it's special for the players and coaches. But we do have to look to the future, and we do need a solution starting in 2031, which I know that Mark mentioned. We're glad to have some options. We really appreciate what the Kansas legislature did in passing the upgrade to the Starbond bill that potentially would give us an opportunity to look at a stadium over there. And we're going to work very hard over the coming months and years to come up with a solution that makes sense for the organization, for the team, but also one that makes sense for the community. So we're approaching it very much with an open mind and look forward to talking to leaders on both sides of the state line.
You've been very upfront about your love for Arrowhead, trying to keep it as long as possible. Do you feel like you and the organization need to do something else to ensure that you get that extra 25 years? If you do get another chance to present it to Jackson County or get Jackson County to have maybe a more stronger argument for keeping the stadium, do you feel like you or the organization need to do anything different?
Well, part of our evaluation over the next several months and in coming years will be looking at whether we're better off in a renovated building or in a new stadium. And that new stadium could be on the Missouri side as well. It doesn't have to be on the Kansas side. I had a bunch of season ticket holders come up to me today to share how special Arrowhead is with them, and we know that, but we do have to look to the future, and potentially having a new building, whether it's on the Missouri or Kansas side, may make the most sense.
For a long time, you were consistent in saying that your preferred outcome was a renovated Arrowhead. Do you still feel that way? Is that your desired outcome?
We're really approaching it with an open mind, we don't have a desired outcome. We just have to find a solution that works for the community and something that works for the club.
Whenever a vote fails, there's speculation, and there's been some national punditry about the interest that maybe the Chiefs would have outside of Kansas City. Can you see any scenario where you would consider an option outside Kansas City Metro?
Yeah. Well, we have a special connection with the community and with the Chiefs Kingdom, and our focus is very much on finding a solution here in the metropolitan area.
Have you looked at that six-month, Mark Donovan had mentioned about kind of 6 months or something with the deadline. Are you kind of putting the deadline at 6 months too, or is it something where you're more open-minded where you don't want?
Yeah, I think what Mark was trying to communicate is the urgency, and we definitely feel like this is an urgent issue that we've got to find a solution for in the near term. And I would agree with Mark that we would like to make some significant progress over the next 6 months. I know from having been through a few stadium efforts that they're slow moving and unpredictable. So to say we'll be able to get to the finish line in 6 months is probably optimistic, but we would like to make some progress.
Mark, what's most important with the training facility? It's not the stadium for you guys, finding a training facility or getting to the same place.
Yeah, well, we love our training facility, but we've outgrown it. And it's hard to believe, you know, 15, 16 years after it was built, that we've outgrown it. But every NFL team has grown in terms of the number of people, number of players, number of coaches. And long term, that's going to be part of what we have to look at. It would either be a major renovation of our existing training facility or the construction of a new training facility that would help us accommodate not only the size of the organization now, but also where we're likely to grow over the next couple of decades.
Neil, you had an opportunity to look at the possibility of cover Arrowhead Stadium, something that could be rolled or could be put on there. And I've been talking to the people with the architecture firms, they say it's very doable. Is that something you might revisit so that you can make that into more of a multi-purpose facility?
Yeah, well, I would say all options are on the table. And as you know, that was something that we considered 20 years ago when we were working on the renovations that took place starting in 2006. I do think we'll look at it again. I mentioned the possibility of a new stadium also on the Missouri side. And I think if we went that route, certainly we would have to look at a dome. Dome gives you an ability to host a lot of other events, which could be important for the community.
Well, last year with Sam and Adam,
a couple things. Like, just your last effort to the voters was so focused on Jackson County. Since, obviously, the options have expanded, has that time period taught you anything, learned anything, maybe about your own preferences for what you'd like to see part of the new stadium, renovated area, just anything different that maybe you thought before you go?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, our goal is to find a solution that's great for the community. I do think a renovated Arrowhead would be a very good solution, but I also think a new stadium and what that could bring to the community in terms of really big events, I think that could be really valuable. And as we go into this process, we're doing it very much with an open mind and to look at all the possibilities. Obviously, we have the pleasure every year of playing in a lot of great stadiums, some of which have been recently renovated, others are brand new, a lot of dome buildings. And we always use those opportunities to tour those buildings and think about, okay, what could we incorporate, whichever direction we end up going.
All right, so that was Chiefs owner Clark Hunt for about 6 minutes there, all questions related to the stadium front. Did you pick up on what stood out to me? He, of course, says all options.
Sure.
And they do have all options on the table. I feel like if you compared this availability from Clark Hunt compared to whether it was when you and I had him on the show in February at the Super Bowl, whether it was right around the vote in Jackson County in April, it seems like there's a little bit more of a willingness to consider, open mind,
yeah,
a new stadium than before, where it was pretty clear, like, no, we're renovating. This is important.
This is our only goal. This is what we want. Yeah.
And look, they should feel that way because every option's on the table. And he was multiple times he mentioned the new stadium doesn't have to just be in Kansas. I thought that was also notable. You know, we've all guilty of it personally. So, you know, when we think new stadium, we all have kind of assumed it would have to be on Kansas. He was quick to point out twice at least, maybe three times in that interview, that new stadium could happen in Missouri as well.
Why could you and I had said from the beginning?
I don't want a renovated stadium.
I don't either. Yeah. Like, and it's not because Arrowhead isn't a cool stadium. I still think it's about the people, not the building. I think you can do the same things that the Royals would be doing in a new stadium, in the sense that, you know, you can incorporate football shape, score. You can pay homage to what the building was before and what it meant for this city, the same as I assume there'd be fountains in a new stadium built for the Royals or purposely built for the Royals. And so, of course, I think that's the case. But you can hear that. It's so obvious. Like, I'll tell you this right now. The odds of renovated Arrowhead seems like the least likely thing that's going to occur now. Because I think what happens in this scenario is, Gold, Kansas offers a new, brand new, state-of-the-art building, and he's like, ooh, that's shiny and nice. And Missouri's counter can't at that point just be, we'll let you fix up the stadium a little bit there, Clark. No, the option then, the counter offer at that time, is going to have to be, no, we'll build you a brand new shiny toy. Like, it just is, right? I mean, that's just the logic of it. I think that's where it's going to have to go.
What's tricky, unless it's a completely different area in Missouri, what would still be tricky about a new stadium in Missouri is, okay, the Royals, we know for sure, no matter what happens, are moving out of the K, yeah. What, after 2030, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're moving downtown, wherever they're moving, they're moving.
They're going somewhere.
So if it's a new Arrowhead and it's in Missouri, if it's the same site, they can't even start construction on a new site in Jackson County
until 2030.
Unless you think the Chiefs are building a new stadium in, like, Clay County.
Here's the thing.
Or something else.
This is kind of what Clark wanted the whole time. He just wanted a few more years with his baby. That's what he gets by doing this, Gold. If it is new Arrowhead built on the demolished site of Kauffman, he's cool with that. Because in that same, or if it's just built, just as long as it's still in Jackson County.
But how do you go back to the, back to that? Opinions change, positions change all the time, and this is somewhat political anyway with these conversations. But how can you come out, what was it, less than six months ago, Mark Donovan basically acknowledged that the current area around the Truman Sports Complex, and I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said, yeah, it's not a developable area, right?
Correct.
So how can you then say that and then say, well, now we think it is, and we're gonna build a new stadium and have all this other stuff around it?
I mean, look, I don't think that's an unfair question, but, like, maybe they're not gonna put new stuff around it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe it will just be a stadium in the middle. It's weird enough to explain this, but that's pretty much how stadiums work. Like the Patriots Stadium, or, like, there's not always just, like, massive development around football stadiums for the same reason you and I have talked about the difference between why you and I both like downtown baseball versus non-baseball is football's once a week. You don't need a million things that you can, but you don't have to put a million developmental things around.
But the idea is, if you have a new stadium, you're having other events, right? So it's not just
sure.
The 8 home games
yeah,
a year.
No, you're right.
It's
concerts
it's
and
potentially
other stuff.
Concerts, any other events.
Yeah,
Final Four we're talking about once every 10 years or something. Super Bowl once every 25 years. You know what I mean? Like, who knows?
Sure.
But that would Super Bowl, I don't even think it's realistic, even if they get a new stadium. I just don't think the NFL is putting a Super
yeah.
Bowl in Kansas City. It sucks, but I think we've seen the trend go more towards Kansas City's a draft city in their mind, and the Super Bowls are going to Vegas, L.A., New Orleans, Atlanta, basically. That's pretty much in Miami. You know, I feel like that's the rotation. Maybe
it does seem like they've kind of settled comfortably into that. I'll be honest with you. Like, it does seem like the NFL's just kind of decided that the easiest path is to just allow for these. But, like, I don't know. I mean, like, I get it that they've said those things, but they also said that, like, the only thing I ever wanted is new Arrowhead. Now he's telling you he'll build a new stadium. So, like, those things are a little bit different.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.